This travel show is brought to you by Ted Blank, Luxury Travel and Adventures.
Stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Travel Show with your host, Ted Blank of Ted Blank Luxury Travel and Adventure. And we are excited to chat it up with him about a new opportunity for us to go cruising. Great to chat with you. How have you been?
I've been doing well, thanks.
Well, you are calling me by phone. Are you in the wonderful offices of Ted Blank Travel in Hudson?
Yes, we're in the Ted Blank Travel Center here in Hudson.
Oh, I love it. You keep normal office hours and you love people when they drop in to look at some ideas for travel?
Yeah, we do. We have been really busy. We've had several folks stop in today and yesterday, so it's been a busy week already. And, you know, it's shaping up to be a busy fall, I think, for us.
Oh, that's wonderful news. So what are we going to chat about today, please?
Well, I thought it's always fun to talk about something new that probably hasn't really come across a lot of people's radar screens yet. And that is about a new river cruise company that's going to be operating river cruises in Europe. And so I thought we could chat a little bit about that and what they're doing and where they're going and what makes them unique.
You know, a European river cruise is really popular, isn't it? And is this a new take on that?
It's a little bit of a new take on it. And, you know, I always joke that if you haven't been on a river cruise yourself, I bet you know somebody who has.
For sure.
It's a very, very popular trip. And it's one of those things that once people do it, they're like, oh, I think I might want to try another one. And so it's a neat trip. And for a lot of folks, it's just the perfect way to explore Europe.
Well, let's talk about this company, please.
Yeah, so it is actually a very well-established company. The company is called Trafalgar, and Trafalgar has been around for quite a while, and their main business is doing guided motor coach tours. And they do guided motor coach tours in Europe, in the United States, and really all over the world, Canada, Hawaii even. And they're kind of one of those companies that sit sort of in that sweet spot of they include a lot, but they aren't all-inclusive. So they have a pretty attractive price point. And they've really established themselves as one of the leaders in guided touring. And I think over time, their managers kind of sat down and must have said, hey, what are some different things we can do to leverage our strengths in guided touring and, you know, maybe bring more people into our brand experience? And so they decided to launch a river cruise line starting in April of 2026. So they've been working on it for a while, and the information has just made its way out into the public now, so they are now open for sale for these new river cruises starting in 2026.
Well, that is exciting. And like you said, they already know that they have experience in guided tours. Is this a lot different, do you think, than a motor coach tour?
It's different in some ways. You know, the major difference is that your hotel moves with you.
That's true.
Instead of you moving from hotel to hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's a lot of touring that's included, and that will be local sightseeing tours. And that's something they really, really excel at. And so they're bringing kind of those resources and those people and the unique experiences that they've created, and they're combining them with the convenience of a river cruise. So I think it's a real neat idea that they've come up with. I hope it goes well for them.
So how many of these cruises are they planning on having?
So they're starting out with two ships as a start. And they're going to have one ship on the Rhine River, and that's the river that runs between Amsterdam in Holland, down through Germany and France, and it ends in Basel, Switzerland. And the other one is going to be on the Danube River, starting in Passau, Germany, which is not too far from Munich, and making its way through Austria and then the country of Slovakia before it ends in Budapest. And so the cruises will go in both directions. They're starting out with two ships only, so it'll be a, you know, relatively small operation, but it wouldn't surprise me if they're going to add some more ships as they grow.
And you've told me in the past that cruise ships can be many different sizes. Where do these cruise ships fit in?
Yeah, so river cruise ships are all pretty small. You know, the biggest ones will carry about 200 passengers. These are going to be even on the smaller side of that, so more like 120 to 130 passengers. So a very intimate experience, and that, you know, kind of mirrors the way they do their motor coach tours as well. And a lot of those are done in small groups of 15 to 20 to 30 people. So it's a very intimate experience with a real high level of service included.
So you've used this tour company before for motor coach tours, so you're familiar with them.
Yes, yes, we are. They're one of, you know, probably one of our top two, particularly European motor coach tour companies. But they do some really neat tours in the United States. And I don't know if you remember a while ago, we talked about a tour in the Badlands of South Dakota. And that's a tour that they do as well. So they have some really, really unique experiences, but they also have a real high repeat rate. And that folks who have traveled with them love it, and they want to come back and they want to do something else. And they do two things that are really unique that no other tour company does. They have on each of their itineraries two specific experiences that they've really gone out of their way to make something unique. And the first one is called a Make Travel Matter experience. And the second one is called the Be My Guest experience. And so the Make Travel Matter experience is an opportunity to learn about real life, you know, learn about something that's interesting and meaningful in each destination, above and beyond just seeing the site. And then the Be My Guest experience is kind of exactly what it sounds like. It's an opportunity to actually go and have dinner or have drinks with real locals, go to their house, have a local meal, sit down and converse with people in English, of course, but converse with people who are local and learn about how they really live their life. So it's kind of a neat thing that a lot of other cruise lines don't do. I mean, you have the chance to do one of each of those on your cruise.
I actually think that is really extraordinary. That's what most people want. They don't want the touristy places. They really want to get to know what it would be like to live in a certain country.
Yeah, yeah. And on their Rhine River cruise, which is the cruise from Holland through Germany, there's a little town that the cruise stops at that's on the edge of the Black Forest. And the Be My Guest experience there is to go have lunch and a meal and a tour of a several generations old German farm. And so you can actually learn what farming is like in this really, it's a very rich agricultural area, kind of, you know, a little bit like Wisconsin and Minnesota. But you actually get a chance to go to a farm, see what it's like, see how farming has changed, and then sit down and have dinner with the family. So that sounds like a really neat thing to me.
Well, it really does. That's very interesting and very intimate.
Yeah. And so as with all river cruises, their cruises will include shore excursions. And in some places, there will be a choice of excursions as well. So if you didn't want to do that farm tour and that farm dinner, there would be other things you could do instead. But that is an option to do. And in the Danube cruise, one of the places the ship will stop is a real beautiful river valley in Austria called the Wachau Valley. And it's spelled W-A-C-H-A-U. And it's where the real center of wine production, grape production in Austria is, and they also grow a lot of apricot there. So they make apricot jam and apricot brandy and all sorts of good things. But the Be My Guest experience there is an opportunity to go to Austria's oldest family-owned organic winery. And you'll have a chance to have lunch at the winery with, you know, local produce, meet the winemakers, and have a tour of the winery. So again, a really, really neat experience.
When did these cruises start, Ted?
So they're going to start in April of 2026. And they'll actually run through the end of the year. They will have some special Christmas market tours as well, where you can go see Christmas in Europe, which I think is a really, really neat thing. And then usually January, February, March, most of the river cruises in Europe kind of shut down because it's kind of cold and it's kind of the off season for travel. And then they'll pick up again in April of 2027.
Wow, this is really cool that you're in on the ground floor of this, Ted.
Yeah, it's a neat opportunity in there. You know, there's a lot in travel that's new and interesting, but I always think it's neat when somebody takes something that they've done that works really, really well and they extend it into a new category and give folks a chance to experience something new and different.
Absolutely. So this is something that we could start planning now.
Correct. And one of the neat things about this being a new travel opportunity is that there's some introductory pricing out there in the market. So for folks who are looking to take a river cruise in 2026, most of the river cruises are actually full already. Some of the big companies out there are 90, 95, 97% booked for 2026. But because this is a new operation, there's some space available, and they have, you know, kind of that never-to-be-repeated inaugural pricing. You know, as this product grows, I think the prices will increase as well. So it's kind of a neat opportunity to get in on the ground floor and find a good cruising value as well when you do that.
And Ted, they haven't even gone out, so you
haven't... They haven't even started. But funny you should ask that, Mo, because coming up next week on Tuesday, September 23rd, we are actually going to be hosting an event with someone from this cruise line who's going to talk about the new product and give you way more details and an inside peek at what the ships look like, and then also talk about their guided tours in Europe and elsewhere. And it's going to be next Tuesday from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at the Wisconsin campus of the Carpenter Nature Center. So it's a free event if folks are interested. Best way to register, I think you'll probably drop a link into Facebook. But just give my office a call. Give Shannon at my office a call, 651-964-8245. And she can sign you up and send you the details. But it's a chance to learn a little more and see some visual images of this as well.
So again, this new company, say the name again, how I pronounce it.
Trafalgar. Like the big square in the center of London.
Okay. Did this company originate in England?
Their first guided tours were in England. Yep.
Okay.
And I remember even when I was much, much younger, that was kind of their bread and butter was tours of England and Scotland and Ireland. And they've expanded really all over the world at this point. So they cover quite a lot of territory.
Let's talk about these two cruises that they offer. Can you give us some highlights of each of those?
Yeah, so let's start with the Rhine. And that cruise is actually, it's a 7-night cruise, but they've combined it with a 2-night hotel stay in Amsterdam, where the cruise will start or end. So you have a chance to see Amsterdam from the ground before you hop on the ship. So you'll have a chance to do a city tour there, take a canal cruise if you want to. And then you'll board the ship, and it will start to head south towards Germany. And along the way, you make actually a very interesting stop that unfortunately a lot of the other cruise lines sail past. And it's a little town in Holland called Arnhem. And Arnhem is very, very famous. I mean, it's a cute little town, cute little Dutch town. But it's famous because of the World War II battle that was made into the movie A Bridge Too Far. And so many folks might remember that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about an Allied aerial operation that the lead elements of it were parachuted to protect a bridge behind enemy lines, and it took quite a long time for the main force of the troops to arrive there. So it was a very difficult battle, kind of immortalized in that movie. The town is called Arnhem, and the movie's called A Bridge Too Far. And then you'll head into Germany, stop in the city of Cologne, which we've talked about a couple times before. It's a beautiful, beautiful city, incredible cathedral, well worth seeing, one of the largest Gothic cathedrals in Europe. And then you'll pop down to the little town of Koblenz, Germany, which is, again, a place that some of the other river cruise companies will skip. And it's where the Rhine River and the Moselle River come together. So it's a real pretty little town. Kind of, there's actually a confluence of the rivers there. So, you know, maybe it's Prescott on the Rhine, we could call it. And then you'll head to one of our mutual, I think, favorite cities, the little town of Rüdesheim.
Mm-hmm.
In Germany, in the Rhine Valley. You'll do scenic cruising through the Rhine River Gorge, where those beautiful, beautiful castles are that, you know, sit on top of the mountains, and it's kind of like cruising through a fairy tale. And Rüdesheim is just a charming little town, well worth a visit. You can try out their famous Rüdesheimer coffee, which is coffee that they spike with a little brandy, and then they light it on fire just to put a little bit of a sparkle on your evening. And I always joke to people that they drink it after dinner. So you're going to have brandy spiked coffee and then go to bed if you want to. And then the cruise ship will stop and you'll have a chance to visit the little town of Speyer in Germany, which is a historic market town that was actually laid out originally by the Romans. So it's a very, very old city. And then on to Strasbourg in France. And then the Black Forest, where you'll have a chance to do that farm lunch before the cruise ends in Basel in Switzerland. And if you'd like to, there's an optional extension to the cruise, sort of a cruise tour where you can continue south to Lucerne and experience the beauty of Switzerland as well.
So this is something that you could help us put together, Ted, as far as these extensions and all of that.
Yep, all that, and we can also help with flights and travel insurance, and Europe's going to have some new travel requirements coming up in 2026 as well, so we'll help folks navigate through all that, and, you know, just answer a lot of questions. A lot of what we do is answer questions for people and make sure they have the information they need to have a great trip.
So this other cruise you mentioned is on the Danube. Can you give us kind of a rundown of what that cruise looks like, please?
Yep. So this cruise, like I mentioned earlier, it'll start in Passau, Germany, which is not too far from Munich. And then you'll travel into Austria, and you can visit the city of Linz, which is a beautiful city along the Danube River. Or if you'd like to do something a little more exotic, you can go to Salzburg and see where The Sound of Music was filmed and see where Mozart was born. Then you'll head into the Wachau Valley, where they have that opportunity to go to the little family-run winery. You'll spend a day in Vienna, the capital of Austria, which, of course, is just an incredible, incredible cultural experience. And one of my favorite things to do in Vienna, and something that they offer as a tour, is to go to the Sacher Hotel and have some traditional Viennese coffee with the dessert they call the Sacher Torte, which is a chocolate flourless cake that's very, very good. But Viennese coffee does not have brandy in it, so I guess you'll have to bring your own. If you want to.
And your own torch.
And your own torch, yep, yep. Then you'll head across kind of the old Iron Curtain to the city of Bratislava, which is the capital of Slovakia. And that's where they do one of those make travel matters experiences there. And you have a chance to learn about what life was like under communism.
Wow.
There's a very interesting trip. And then you'll make your way to Budapest, where you'll have a chance to tour the city. They even have a foodie tour if you want to try some Hungarian goulash or some of the other cuisine in Budapest. You know, it has a very vibrant foodie scene there. And then you'll head home from Budapest. And this particular trip also has the option to stay a little longer in Budapest and explore that city, or to start the trip in Prague in the Czech Republic and explore that city before or after the cruise. So it's a neat way to travel through, you know, what is really probably the most iconic river in Europe, the Danube.
Well, both of these sound really just exciting. The fact that we would be on a new cruise line and exploring this for the first time. So you could help us put this together. These are going to be starting in the spring of 2026.
Yep, starting in April 2026.
And we can learn more again at this upcoming event you're having. Would you give us the details again, please?
Yeah, so the event is going to be on Tuesday, the 23rd of September. 10 to 11:30 a.m. at the Wisconsin campus of the Carpenter Nature Center. And if you want to register, I think you'll put a link in Facebook, Mo, or folks can just give my office a call, 651-964-8245. And Shannon, our office manager, will be happy to sign you up and send you directions, and you can come and learn more. And I heard a rumor that we might even have a little bit of a special for folks who attend that event. So kind of a fun morning, chance to learn a little bit more about traveling to Europe, meet our team, and hopefully this might be a trip that would be of interest to you.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Ted, thank you so much. You always bring us such exciting ideas, and this show is no different. We want to thank Ted Blank, the host of The Travel Show on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings. This travel show has been brought to you by Ted Blank, Luxury Travel and Adventures.
See somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, to her arms that go sailing. It's far beyond the stars.